Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. St. Joseph of Cupertino is considered by many as the patron saint of aviators, because he is the saint who rose from the ground when he was in ecstasy, or supernatural ecstasy. His elevations during ecstasy were so frequent and so spectacular that he was admired by young and old, men and women. People came from all over to attend his Mass, not only out of curiosity, but also to see a saint in person who performed miracles all the time. His devotion to our Mother, the Virgin Mary, was so great that just by hearing her name, he was left in ecstasy. His love for the Blessed Sacrament was equally great, and he spent many hours in prayer in front of the tabernacle. Almost every day when celebrating Mass, he would have moments of ecstasy, and sometimes he would rise from the ground. However, not everything was wonderful in his life. He had much to suffer from some, even ecclesiastics, who considered everything to be just appearance and falsehood. They denounced him to the Inquisition and brought him to trial, from which he was released. However, to avoid some excesses of the people, who looked for his relics and visited him constantly, they tried to hide him in the convent of Pietra Rubia, then in Frossombrone, and finally in Osimo, where he died. Some regard him as the patron of students. He was so humble that he called himself Friar Donkey, but God performed extraordinary miracles through his intercession, in life and after his death. Let us ask St. Joseph of Cupertino to strengthen our faith to love God with all our hearts. There are many anecdotes that can be told about our saint. He loved animals dearly, as did the father of his order, St. Francis of Assisi. And for this reason, God granted him power over animals and nature in general. The shoemaker Benedetto Vetrano said, "One day, many faithful went to the Grotella church in Italy to ask for rain. St. Joseph of Cupertino entered, knelt before the image of the Virgin Mary, and after a few moments, began to rise above the altar. We all started crying and begging for mercy. After Mass, we left the church and realized with joy that it was raining." Another eyewitness of the event, Dorothea Zecca, certified that praying for the miracle of the rain, St. Joseph of Cupertino rose from the ground about 10 meters or 32 feet, and everyone was crying with emotion, to the point that the church seemed to be in the day of the universal judgment because everyone was asking our Lord Jesus for mercy. Abbot Rosmi wrote in his diary, "One day he was near a campfire with other priests, and a layman came to convince him of certain spiritual things. St. Joseph of Cupertino took with both hands some live embers from the fire without burning himself. Seeing this fact, the layman, as an enemy, became his admirer." During the famine of 1648, the superior of the Assisi convent did not know how to feed his religious. He thought that they were all going to starve, since there was no bread for the next day, and there were no signs that there might be. St. Joseph of Cupertino told him, "Trust in God and God will help us." They both got on their knees and recited the litanies to the Virgin Mary together. They had not finished praying when they came to notify them that an unexpected shipment of wheat had arrived, which was a gift from Cardinal Rapaccioli. Everyone rejoiced and went to the choir to sing the Te Deum. According to the acts of the canonization process, St. Joseph of Cupertino fell into ecstasy at the third or fourth verse. One day, his own mother told him that she had no bread to eat. St. Joseph of Cupertino told her, "I am poor, I have nothing, but ask the Virgin Mary, who is our mother, and she will help you." St. Joseph of Cupertino said goodbye to his mother, and when she entered her house, she found all the bread she needed. During a trip that our saint made with his companion, Friar Ludovico, they arrived in Castellana, the town of Ludovico. Arriving at an hour late at night, they presented themselves at the door of the convent, and no one opened them. They went to Ludovico's house, and they didn't open the door either, so they returned to the convent. St. Joseph of Cupertino knocked on the door, and it opened by itself. Everyone was surprised, especially the Father Superior, who had the keys in his possession. Abbot Rosmi says, "He loved birds so much that sometimes he would climb where there were goldfinch nests and easily catch the mothers and fathers of those little birds and then let them go, because he would have been unable to kill a little bird." He also told me that in the Santuario de Santa Maria della Grotella, he did the humblest jobs at night so as not to be seen. He would sometimes sweep the santuario and pick up the trash with his hands. And once, while he was holding the garbage in his hands, a beautiful little bird came that he had never seen until that moment or after, that had yellow feathers. And the bird put itself in his hands where he had the garbage, and after a little while, it left. One day, speaking with the Poor Clares of Cupertino, St. Joseph of Cupertino told them that he would send them a little bird to animate the recitation of the Divine Office. And that day, a little bird appeared at the choir window, and every day in the morning and in the afternoon, he would appear at the window, singing with extraordinary music. Having finished the office, the bird disappeared. One day, the bird no longer came, because when the little bird appeared, a nun who was arguing with another had told the bird to leave. The nuns missed the little bird, and St. Joseph of Cupertino promised to send the little bird back. And indeed, the little bird came again, but with more confidence, since the bird entered the convent and placed himself on the chairs, on the tables, and allowed himself to be caressed. A nun put a bell on his foot, but on Good Thursday and Good Friday, the little bird did not appear. The nuns thought that the little bird would no longer come. St. Joseph of Cupertino told them it was so as not to disturb them on the quiet days of Holy Week. And the little bird kept coming for 5 years until St. Joseph of Cupertino left the city of Cupertino. One day, St. Joseph of Cupertino found two rabbits in some olive groves of the convent and told them, "Do not move away from the Church of the Virgin Mary, because there are many hunters who want to catch you." One day, one of them was chased by the dogs of hunters, and it entered the church, went to the convent, and jumped into the arms of St. Joseph of Cupertino, who said to the rabbit, "Didn't I warn you?" While St. Joseph of Cupertino caressed the rabbit, the hunters came to claim it. But our saint clarified that the rabbit was in the convent under the protection of the Virgin Mary, and the hunters left. Abbot Rosmi declared that St. Joseph of Cupertino himself once said, "While in the Cupertino convent, I saw two rabbits in the field, one large and one small. The big one stayed, and I warned him, 'Don't go away. You must always be near the convent.' Many times the hunters chased her, but they could never catch her." One day, while in Cupertino, a rainstorm was so great that the shepherds of a flock found all their sheep dead. The shepherds went to the Santuario de Santa Maria della Grotella to ask God for mercy and to speak with the saint. St. Joseph of Cupertino was moved and went with the shepherds to the scene of the disaster. He was touching the sheep one by one, saying to them, "In the name of God, get up." All of them but one got up. To the last one, our saint had to say several times, "Get up, in the name of God." At the end, the last sheep also obeyed, and the shepherds were grateful and admired our saint. Again, among the immense olive groves, our St. Joseph of Cupertino met some shepherds and invited them to pray the litanies of the Virgin Mary with him. But the shepherds told him that they had many things to do. Then the saint addressed the sheep, and in a loud voice said to the sheep, "As your shepherds cannot dedicate a little time to our Lord Jesus, do it yourselves." And he went to the neighboring chapel, praying aloud the litanies of the Virgin Mary. The sheep responded in unison, dancing and following St. Joseph of Cupertino in procession. The amazed shepherds saw that the sheep entered the chapel, although many had to stay outside because the chapel was very small, but the sheep danced together with the other sheep. Onofrio Rizzo stated that a ram had been bitten by a rabid dog, and they had to lock it up in the barnyard so it would not bite others. They called St. Joseph of Cupertino, and our saint, touching the ram, cured the ram, ensuring the shepherds to let the ram go with the other animals, since the Virgin Mary had cured it. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.